Russia, 4. Exercise 1, page 86.
Moscow's ice sculptures. After paying your entrance fee at most museums, you might pay a visit to the cloakroom to hang up your coat. However, at the Ice Sculpture Museum in Sokolniki Park, Moscow, you visit the cloakroom to put on warm winter wear and even some snug boots if you want to. That's because this museum is kept at a constant minus 10 degrees Celsius all year round. It needs to be this cold to prevent an astonishing display of ice sculptures from melting away right before your eyes. Sokolniki Park has attractions to suit every taste, including an amusement park, an outdoor skating rink, and an expo center. And now, it has the world's only permanent ice sculpture museum, too. Covering 500 square meters, this indoor exhibition has giant ice insects, frozen aliens, and a living room to chill out. There's a vase of flowers that will never die, but may one day melt. There's also an ice dinosaur fossil and a giant ice age mammoth. Visitors can even get a drink from an ice glass. In the evening, the sculptures are lit up with multicolored lights to create an incredible winter wonderland. The idea for the museum came from a group of prize-winning international sculptors who have worked with snow, ice, and sand. The Russian sculptors came from Moscow and St. Petersburg, but also from Arkhangelsk, where a lot of the ice originated from. All in all, 800 tons of ice and 200 tons of snow were used to make the sculptures, which will be replaced twice a year. Over the winter of 2014-2015, Ice Planet was created, an outdoor display in the park itself. This tradition goes back to Peter the Great, where snow cities and ice slopes were built during feasts and holidays. Ice Planet lasted for 3 months and contained an ice cinema and an ice hotel. In previous years, the ice cities have included an orchestra of ice instruments and a cool disco with a slippery dance floor. Dozens of architects, artists, sculptors, and volunteers cooperate to build these amazing winter wonderlands. They face a real challenge at times, as they battle against rain and higher-than-average temperatures. The Ice Sculpture Museum is open all year round and is well worth a visit, despite the long queues to get in. Don't forget to sign up for an ice sculpting class. This is the only museum in Russia that will let you loose with an electric saw and a chisel to create your own icy masterpiece.